So, Alderman Given, tonight at the council meeting upstairs, you proposed that the council should think about giving the freedom of the city of Lisburn to the Orange Order, and it was successful in terms of the fact it was proposed and seconded, and has now gone off to Corporate Services Committee, where it'll get some kind of equality impact analysis before an assessment or something. Tell us why put forward the Orange Order at this stage?
Well, we discussed this, I suppose, as a council group after the last election. Usually every term you can bestow this honour. It's usually only carried out once in a term. And the group, the DUP group, decided that they felt that the Orange Order was worthy of having this civic honour bestowed upon them, primarily because in Lisburn we have almost 60 Orange Halls. Those halls are extensively used by the community. Those lodges do extensive fundraising for charitable organisations, and we recognise that they're an integral part of the fabric in Lisburn. So the group felt that for those reasons that the Orange Order would be worthy of receiving this recognition.
Okay. People who've previously got freedom of the borough or the city, there's Frank EP kind of around the corner who invented the defibrillator and did all kinds of great medical things. We have blind water skiers. The Orange Order are kind of a whole different class of organisation, though, aren't they?
Well, we have recognised a lot of organisations, the Royal Ulster Constabulary, the Royal Irish Regiment, and not all of them have always been supported by parties on this council.
But I wasn't even going to whether they're supported or not. But in terms of the kind of the range of activities and how they benefit society, I mean,
yeah. Well,
they're best known for putting up an arch, blocking the traffic, and hiring bands to make lovely music.
I think that that is a common perception, and what we're hoping is that by taking this motion through, that we will be able to highlight the fact that the Orange Order is much more than just about parades and arches, that it is part of the civic society. It carries out a lot of work in that, from charitable purposes to their halls being extensively used by different community groups, and this will present that opportunity for people to be better informed that actually the Orange Order is much more than what we see on the TV screens.
I mean, you're no fool, you're an intelligent man. It's a divisive thing, though, to bring the Orange Order, which is seen as a unionist and loyalist organisation, and granting them the freedom as opposed to something that's more cross-community.
No, we recognise that there will be some who will find this difficult to support. That has been the case on previous freedoms of the city that we have conferred upon organisations, so that doesn't come as any great surprise to us. I suppose we are disappointed that there were some parties, particularly the Alliance Party, who actually don't even want this to be discussed. Obviously tonight there was no decision taken. This is a process that will go to committee. There will be full debate and discussion at that committee, and an equality process obviously commenced. So I was surprised that some didn't even want that to commence.
The Alliance councillor,
Brian Dornan,
he suggested that there are a number of conditions in the sense that the Orange Order didn't meet, including the fact that freedom of membership was a bit of a problem. He didn't non-Christians and Catholics can't be members. In fact, women can't be members either. I mean, is this the kind of modern DUP proposing that a male-only organisation should? That's not very.
Well, there certainly are women. There certainly are. There is a women's Orange.
But it's not the Orange Order. You weren't proposing that tonight.
Within their lodges. So, but
there's an independent Orange as well. He didn't propose them.
No, that's correct.
Some of your party will be upset with you.
I know. Dr. Paisley will not be impressed.
Your office Christmas card list already.
Absolutely, I know. Well, listen, we recognise that there will be some who. It won't matter what we say, and it won't matter what the Orange Order do in terms of its charitable work and how its halls are used and the voluntary work that people carry out, and the tens of thousands of people in Northern Ireland that are members of that organisation that contribute in many ways to society. It won't matter to some people what they do. They will still want to object to this. So we recognise that. That's up to them if that's the position that they wish to take. I suppose it's for us as civic leaders, particularly in this council where we're the largest party, to look at broader pictures and think, who is it that we believe is worthy of that? Obviously, there will be some that will want to oppose this, but we've looked at this in the round, and we believe that they're worthy recipients of it. But ultimately, there's a process to go through before we even reach that point.
So what is the next stage? It's going to go to Corporate Services Committee and Tell me what's going to happen there.
Well, the procedure of council is usually a motion will go to the relevant committee. This is the Corporate Services Committee. Those members will discuss the particular motion, and obviously there'll be an equality process now carried out, and then that committee will obviously decide around the motion, and it will then be referred, pending what the outcome of that committee is in terms of its deliberations. It'll be then referred to the full council. I anticipate that'll take a number of months before that's completed, and then the full council will take its final decision as to whether or not the motion should be agreed, dependent on what the committee decides.
Finally, are you in the Orange yourself?
I'm not, no.
You're not, but some of your colleagues are?
Yes.
The question was raised as to whether there's a kind of conflict of interest. Nobody at the beginning of the meeting, for instance, said that I'm in the Orange Order, there's a conflict of interest later on.
Yes.
And when it was challenged, the Mayor suggested that since there was no... if you like, individual reward or gain for it.
Yes.
But I mean, this is about spending a lot of council money. I mean, if you were to convey the freedom on somebody, there's a big ceremony, there's a parade through the town, and tens of thousands of pounds are spent. I mean, so it is, there is, if not a benefit, at least there's a causation of those members by sticking up for their organisation or actually causing money to be spent.
Well, I think it's, there was advice taken on that. The Mayor sought that advice, and it was made clear that there was no conflict of interest at all. There was certainly no pecuniary interest to declare, and because it's for an organisation and not an individual, and it's an organisation at a All-Ireland context, this isn't being bestowed upon a particular lodge in Lisburn.
Or a district, it's the whole of Grand Orange Order of Ireland,
yes,
kind of thing.
Of which some of our members are obviously members of a particular lodge in the Lisburn area. Because it's of a much broader context, then the advice was, you know, there was no conflict. Because obviously we expect that would be an obvious one that someone may try and catch some of our members out on.
Okay. Paul, I think other people are probably wanting to get to talk to you, so
sure.
Many thanks.
Not at all, thanks, Alan.